In the coming days and weeks, there's going to be a massive effort to get Putin to the table. And to those who are helping him, China buying cheap Russian oil and having no accountability, those days are about over.
How naive is he if he thinks that President Putin would come to the table, using his phrase, before his military objectives, which he's on the cusp of reaching, have been achieved?
Well, that's absurd. And again, President Putin has always made his position, the position of Russia, very, very clear. That's never changed. The real question here is, why should the Russians believe anything we say? This goes all the way back to the coup in 2014, the subsequent to Minsk Accords, the arms control arrangements that we unilaterally dismissed out of hand is unnecessary. Why believe anything we say? And I think President Putin has been very straightforward and honest with President Trump. And people keep telling President Trump, well, he has to give something. If he doesn't give up his position in some way, you lose. You have to be a winner. This is the confusing aspect of the whole thing, because President Trump was far more rational 8 or 9 months ago when he recognized there was nothing happening in this area called Eastern Ukraine that justified the expenditure of American blood and treasure, nothing to be won, and that he really wanted to end the war. But every time he's tried to end the war, he's got people like Lindsey Graham saying, now, come on there, President. You've been played. Don't you understand? You've been played. And that kind of thing, I think, sadly resonates with President Trump. You listen to him on the golf course, and he says, you've been played. You can't allow this to happen. It's a lot of nonsense. We don't have any interest whatsoever in what happens in eastern Ukraine. We never did. And Trump has always had it within his power to end this thing by simply declaring that and pulling out. But we want to be seen, or President Trump wants to be seen, as the heroic figure that brought about peace. Well, that's not going to happen.
Right, right. I wonder if Senator Graham and his colleagues that agree with him still think they can use the war in Ukraine as a battering ram with which to drive President Putin from office. We haven't heard that articulated recently at all.
No, look, they still live in a fantasy world. As we've said repeatedly from the beginning, they continue to believe the nonsense that Russia is weak, that Russian society is fragile, that Putin is a quote-unquote hated dictator. We are the good liberal Democrats that want to bring peace and happiness everywhere, which in reality means we want to bring in a bunch of some of the lowest forms of human life in the private sector to rape Russia, steal everything they can from it while we put a puppet in Moscow. Well, that's failed. That's not going to happen. Now people are really turning their attention to try and repeat that process against Iran. But as far as Russia is concerned, that's over. And this is not going to affect anything the Russians do. They're going to proceed as scheduled. And, you know, 50 days is an interesting selection. In 50 days, the Russians could be standing on the Polish border.
Right, right.